Now, when all that happened, some people said, well, that's it, you know, that's the end of apartheid, you know, we've been successful, we're there. And of course, it wasn't it. It was far from being it. De Klerk was going to hang on for as long as he could. We're going to enter into a period of negotiations with the ANC during the period of transition. We didn't know at that point when that period would finish. We didn't know whether it would be successful. Nobody knew what was going to happen. And it was important that that message was got across. And so that then became the issue. So when I took over the chair of the Trade Union Committee, and so Ian became the, Ian Stewart became the deputy, we continued with the role, the representatives that we had before. We had to get the message out, first of all, to all the unions, this is not going to be an easy period, a period of transition. We need to continue to support the ANC and other, and COSATU. I mean, obviously, being through the unions, most of our support was channeled through COSATU rather than directly the ANC. And we had to give what support could we most effectively give. For the first time, they're being allowed to operate openly within South Africa, but they didn't have, you know, the premises in which to do so. They didn't have the funds. A lot of our support was given through training programs, as I mentioned earlier on. Of course, we were then able to visit South Africa, and so a lot of it was done by providing. We used to go down to South Africa and attend COSATU workshops and help give shop steward training to their reps. And we used to provide some of our sort of old computers and old equipment and things like that to just help build up the structure on the ground. So the folks of the Trade Union Committee really then shifted from supporting the boycott campaign, and although that did continue for a year or so after, but towards providing support during the period of transition, so that when the election came, the people would be in a good position. And so, yeah, that was, and it wasn't just us going to South Africa. We hosted a lot of South African stewards and union reps coming to Britain, and they would attend our own education workshops. We would take them out. I myself hosted a delegation up in Leeds for a week, and I went and visited union branches, and were able to talk to reps, able to see what's going on the ground. And in the civil service unions, we had a slightly different role as well, which only really applied to us, because one of the big issues was what was going to happen to the civil service after the first election. Because the civil service was predominantly white, it was certainly all apartheid appointed. It was clear that the ANC didn't want to make the mistake that some other, I think, countries had made, which was simply to sack them all and appoint their own people, because you're getting rid of all the experience. But equally, there had to be mechanisms put in place to ensure that the civil service changed and that new entrants, you know, were able to be fast-tracked so that it would reflect the country rather than the previous white regime. And so my own union, and together with the IRSF, the Inland Revenue Staff Federation, were involved in some discussions with COSATU, which were never made public at the time, about how, you know, mechanisms which could be introduced through which that could be done. But we had meetings with the ANC representative in London. And he would come to our union headquarters. Myself and the Deputy General Secretary would be there, and we would feed in through that route. And we were able to say, you know, given, I mean, it wasn't for us to set the political tone, I mean, or the political decision. That was for the ANC. They said, you know, they did not want mass dismissals of the old civil servants. They wanted to work with them and change. So we were able to say, well, how weird. Introduced policies of positive discrimination, how it was important, how recruitment was an important issue, because lack of formal education system meant that you couldn't just go on the basis of qualifications, and how you can introduce mechanisms to, like, making sure there's equality officers, who were responsible for ensuring, you know, or trying to ensure a lack of discrimination, how there had to be mechanisms put in place that if there was discrimination or somebody felt they were being discriminated against, that those could be progressed through. And we emphasised, of course, the role the unions would have in this, the South African unions. But, I mean, in terms of detail, it was more a question of approach rather than detail that we took. Obviously it was their own decision, and you know, but I think we did have some influence in how things were changed after 1994.